Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 18, Monday, 2019, Day 49. Today's topic, how to get through crisis. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 27, verses 7 to 14, Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 27, Mark, chapter 3, verses 7 to 30, Proverbs 10, verses 3 to 4. Now pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening, the topic I received from Jesus today is how to get through crisis. To get through crisis seems to be a daily problem for people in our days. Many people cannot deal with that and live under pressure, troubles, anxiety, or even depression. Never be able to get out of that. Today's four passages give us very clear and exciting guidelines and directions. Number one, how to get through crisis. A, seek His face. That's from Psalm today. You want your friend to help you? Letter, email, WhatsApp, or phone call may not be enough. You need to talk to your friend face to face. Frequent seeing each other is the best way. So, do you see Jesus' face regularly? B. Trust. Psalm 27, verse 9 and 12. There are four. Do not hide His face, turn away, reject me, turn me over to my foes. God won't do that. Psalm 27, verse 11. There are four. He will receive me, teach me, lead me, see His goodness. God will do that. Proverbs 10, verse 3, trust that God won't let you to go hungry. He will surely provide. C, wait. So there's seek His face, trust, and then wait. Wait is from Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Number two, after you get through your crisis, how can you receive His authority and power? A, how to receive God's authority and power? We can learn that from Mark chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, the way to receive His authority and power. The first is to listen to Jesus' call and come. The second is be with Jesus and then obey His command. That's it. B, how does the power work? Well, the power works for you to preach, to heal, and to drive out demons. There's three things. C, where does the power come from? It's from the Holy Spirit. Only from the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. To be freshly anointed daily so that we can have the courage and faith to exercise God-given spiritual authority to preach, heal, and drive out demons. Are you ready to allow Jesus to lead you? Through your crisis and be renewed. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to get through our crisis and be renewed because we are willing to follow the guidelines and instructions you give us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how important is today's guidelines to you? Are you willing to follow? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.